Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome once again to another episode of Ramadan Daily with me, Mirzi Wahid. And today I want to talk about humility, staying grounded in faith. Humility is essentially recognizing our place in the vastness of the universe and acknowledging that all wisdom and all strength come solely from Allah. It is understanding that our achievements, no matter how many we've had, knowledge, no matter how much we've acquired, and even our ability to worship are not solely our own gifts, but from our Creator. This understanding should ground us, reminding us that no matter how much we learn or grow, we are always servants of Allah. When we embark on the path of learning, the intention is to draw closer to Allah, to understand His commands, and to live a life that is pleasing to Him. However, the human heart is susceptible to whispers of arrogance. It's a subtle shift. You probably won't even realize it. Pride in one's knowledge can solely turn into a feeling of superiority over others, feeling like you're better than other people. This shift is dangerous. It not only distances us from the humility that Islam teaches, but also from the very essence of being a good Muslim. Consider the scenario of a learned individual who begins to view others as less than them in faith or practice. They might start criticizing or attacking those who stumble in their practice or are new to the faith. This behavior is counterproductive. Why? Because instead of fostering a community of support and growth, it creates an environment of judgment and exclusivity. The Prophet ﷺ once said, which means, "The best among you are those who have the best manners and character." And arrogance, feeling superior than others, being harsh, are never part of our Prophet ﷺ's teachings. Next, I want to talk to you about the power of being compassionate. Compassion and empathy are the heartbeats of a thriving Muslim community. They are the qualities that our Prophet ﷺ exemplified in every action and interaction. So being empathetic actually means understanding the struggles and the journeys of others, offering support and guidance instead of being judgmental. In this blessed month of Ramadan, let us challenge ourselves to look beyond the surface. You always see imperfections, you always see flaws in other people. But instead, let's look at their struggles instead so that we can understand them better. And as a result, we're able to offer our kindness and our support. Why does kindness matter? Well, kindness is the language of love and understanding that transcends all barriers. It has the power to draw hearts closer and also to heal wounds and to light the way for those lost in the shadows of doubt and loneliness. When we choose kindness over harshness, we open doors for people to experience the beauty of faith, the warmth of the Muslim community. Here are three essential tips that I believe may help us in our efforts to try to maintain our levels of humility, inshallah. This episode was brought to you by Bank Islam Brunei Darussalam, BIBD. Experience banking with your partner in progress, BIBD. Follow them on their social media updates on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. And also visit their website at www.bibd.com.bn for more info. The first is to perform continuous muhasabah. Engage yourself in regular self-reflection, assessing all of your actions, assessing your underlying intentions and motives, and to check the state of your heart. This practice helps to identify any signs of arrogance or feeling the holier-than-thou attitude that is existent in you. When you do this, you are allowing yourself to correct your course of action. Number two, learn from everyone. You know, sometimes you think that you should only learn from certain individuals because they are better than you, or they're more superior than you, or they are more qualified than you are. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But why wouldn't you listen to somebody who is lesser than you? Somebody without a title, somebody without a name. Maybe they've got something valuable to offer too. So adopt the mindset that everyone you meet has something to teach you, whether it's a scholar or even someone who recently embraced Islam. Each person's experience and understanding of faith can offer valuable insights, reminding you that knowledge knows no hierarchy. And thirdly, is for you to serve quietly. Involve yourself in acts of service without seeking acknowledgement or praise of any kind. Serving others, especially in anonymity, nurtures humility and gratitude, reminding us of the true essence of our faith. So, as we continue to live through this beautiful, blessed month of Ramadan, which is leaving us in a matter of days, let us hold on to humility as our main anchor. Let our quest for knowledge bring us closer to Allah and to each other in compassion and understanding. Let us pray that we will never be the reason that fellow Muslims run away from Allah. Fellow Muslims avoid learning the religion. Fellow Muslims avoid being in events where there are other Muslims just like yourself. Why? Because they were turned off, they were affected, they were hurt by some of the things you said, some of the things you did. Let us remember that in the eyes of our Creator, the most honored among us are those who are the most kind, the most compassionate, the most righteous and humble. So, as we conclude today's episode, I leave you with a short dua. O Allah, guide us to be humble in our words and in our actions, to seek knowledge with the intention of serving you and all of your creations, and to always remember our place as your servants. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.